Hi, this is Paul Burton at the Hamilton Spectator with my column for September 3rd, 2016. Journalists don't like handout photographs, whether they come from the police, corporations, sports agencies, or entertainers. We are leery of them the same way consumers are leery of a sales pitch or investors of an annual report, employers of a resume, or voters of political promises. But such handouts are increasingly common. More and more, journalists, whether writing stories or taking pictures, are being kept away from crime scenes, banned from entertainment venues, or barred from getting close to the news. Rather than getting the information firsthand, journalists are getting it handed to them by the very agencies organizing events or responding to incidents. There may be good reasons for such restrictions, but it is a recipe for disaster. How, for example, do we know what story a police handout photo is telling? What information has been included in the frame and what has been left out? And in a world where digital manipulation is so easy, can we even believe what we see? Crime scene barriers get bigger and wider. Police seem less willing to answer questions, but their websites are more robust and their social media accounts more active. They want to tell their story, not necessarily the story. You probably didn't notice, but there was a dust-up recently between journalists and the organizers of the Tragically Hip's final and historic concert in Kingston. The concert promoter banned photojournalists, saying there just wasn't enough room for them, and that's fair enough. After all, it was pretty crowded. It's a lot of work for organizers to fence off areas for photographers, but it was also an historic event. All of Canada was watching, and the Prime Minister was coming. That makes it a news event. If something more than music and hugging had occurred, would the Prime Minister's personal photographer, they let him in, have distributed news photographs that might embarrass some in attendance, band members, politicians, or otherwise? And how is it that anyone with a ticket and a cell phone could get in, while a news photographer with a ticket and a professional camera was banned, even though he wasn't looking for special treatment or space? Newsmakers always try to control the message. That's normal. Entertainers who feel they have, quote, a good side, end quote, often restrict the movements of photographers. Others prevent concert coverage if agencies don't publish advanced stories. The Canadian press has refused to distribute the handout photographs from the Hips concert. The Spectator won't cover events when venues or acts insist on control of photographs. Where will it end? Who will choose in future or even now the highlight reel from a game or a sporting event? Journalist or team owner? Who will decide from what angle to shoot the car accident, police officer or journalist, and what motivates them? How will investors know who has provided information for a company profile? With the democratization of news, the erosion of journalism, and the easy ability of organizations to distribute news via the internet and through handouts, what story is being told? For thespec.com, this is Paul Burton.